New legislation based on international standards will hopefully soon decriminalise bankruptcy and help unlucky business people avoid a fate behind bars. Although only in draft form right now, insolvency experts are currently in the city to offer advice to the Dubai Economic Council about how to best implement the laws. As Christopher Hall, head of Middle East finance practice with Latham's and Watkins Law Firm, explains, it's not just a matter of creating a law. Financial institutions, auditors and the court systems need time and resources to prepare.
It is a matter not only of legislation but also setting up infrastructure, court system, the acquisition of expertise. It's a multi-year process and a complex one, and we're hopeful that similarly the UAE will pass a law that provides similar facilities to other companies.
It's hoped the improved laws will mean businesses will take more financial risks, and if they happen to become unstuck, they'll be able to restructure rather than face criminal penalties. And James D. Philpe, the Senior Attorney International from the US Department of Commerce, says the UAE is drawing from Chapter 11 of the state's federal laws.
Part of the international standard is the opportunity for the Chapter 11 type experience, the restructuring. If somebody takes a significant business risk and fails, they're still part of the business process and not part of the criminal process. So I would encourage companies to take advantage of this opportunity. If you want to have vibrant entrepreneurship, you know, this is what we're recommending.
The abilities for companies to reform will mean they can get reprieve from creditors, and then a judge can manage the process to help them recover. The whole idea follows the global financial crisis and the pressing need for a legal framework that enhances businesses and encourages economic growth. At this stage, there's no definite timescale for implementation. Shona McCallum reporting for ARN News.